Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both movie chronicles and movie reviews. Now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are back again. I am one of your hosts, Tobias Powell, joined with your other host, Trent. Trent, how you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, sadly, I don't know. I was going to say, I haven't seen a whole lot going on. I assume it's a lot because of the fires in L.A., but sure. I don't know. Have you seen some stuff going on?
Since last week, not a whole lot. I have a few things that I wanted to bring up, but
yeah, for sure.
Other than that, I mean, nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we had the Golden Globes.
Right.
So is the Golden Globes the Oscars? Is that?
No.
Okay.
No, the Oscars. Because I know they delayed the Oscar nominee announcements.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I feel like I've heard people like refer to them as the same thing, like in the Golden Globes are the Oscars or something. So like, but I guess not. No. Okay. I don't know. I hate all these, like the Emmys and all the Golden Globes, yeah, and the Oscars. Like I don't know. I can never keep track of it, and it's just kind of pointless. You know, it's just some street cred for directors and actors. And
yeah,
you know,
so the Oscars are also called the Academy Awards,
right? Yeah. So okay,
since they have two names, so it could get confusing with Golden Globes,
sure.
But it is two different award shows, okay. But it's essentially the same thing. I mean,
right?
I think
the Oscars are more a little that's higher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little more of a prestigious award, so.
Right.
Yeah. But they did delay they're supposed to give the announcements maybe this week, I don't know. But they delayed them till like the 19th or something.
For Oscar nominations.
Because of the LA fires.
Okay.
Man, do you see that picture of the Hollywood sign all with all the fire burned around it?
No. Was like the sign?
It's pretty crazy.
Burnt?
Yeah, so it's just like, no, not the sign, but just all the shrubs and stuff around the sign were all burned up.
Huh.
And you I mean, it looked apocalyptic. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I bet. That's crazy. Huh. Yeah, man, it's just, I think, like, California fires happen every year, but it's pretty significant because it's, I think, apparently, like, the property damage for this fire is, like, one of the highest ever because it went through, you know, the very, you know,
yeah,
very expensive.
The fires never
homes.
Go through, like, LA.
They never
actually go through LA. And
yeah.
Yeah, and it went through.
Burned down, like,
I think, Malibu
homes.
And yeah, it went through like Malibu and Hollywood and where all the very, very expensive homes are.
Wild.
I don't know. It's been crazy watching it. All right. What are some things that you've been seeing going on other than that?
Well, I guess going to like the Golden Globes, it was interesting. Like the few things I saw about it, like The Wild Robot didn't win anything. It had nominations,
mm-hmm.
but like it didn't win Best Animated Picture and a few other nominations it had, which was like pretty shocking to me. I thought it was definitely the best animated film of the year. The only other ones I could think of were like Inside Out 2, sure. I actually haven't seen Inside Out 2 yet, but just from what I've heard. And there's the one, I think the one that won like Best Animated Picture, I hadn't even heard of. It was like a foreign film. So I think, yeah, I think a lot of the films that like won the Golden Globes like were foreign or like movies I hadn't even seen or heard of. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well,
Wild Robot
not
winning.
Sonic 3. Sonic 3 didn't even get nominated because, well, I don't really know exactly why. I heard rumors that it was because they weren't diverse enough. I don't know
well,
how true that was. I didn't look into it.
So if they would have been qualified, they wouldn't have won anything. Like it's Sonic 3 is not like you know, the best movie ever. Like it probably wouldn't have won anything. But from what it sounds like, they did not meet the diversity standards for some reason, which is weird because they have Idris Elba. They have the mom. They have, I mean, it's a lot of male characters, I guess. Like 80% of the movie is male characters. And I don't know. It's like they're literally hedgehogs. They're like outcasts from they're illegal aliens coming from another planet. I don't know. It's like whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's.
But yeah, they have pretty strict standards.
I did see that they didn't meet the standards for sure. I just didn't look into what those standards actually were. Because I did
hear
it from other sources.
You'd have like a certain percentage of people that work on the film that are diverse or fit into different marginalized groups. And then the cast and so forth have to fit as well. Apparently Oppenheimer was nominated, even though that's a pretty white film.
With
like one female character or two. I don't know. Anyways.
Interesting.
Maybe it was all behind the scenes stuff. I don't know. That got them nominated. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, other than that, Dune Part 2 as well, they didn't win. I think they were nominated for best, or I think Denis Villeneuve was nominated for like best director or something, and he didn't win.
I thought
they
did win an award.
From what I saw, I literally looked it up right before we got on. It said they did not. They were nominated, but they didn't win. So, I mean, I could miss something, but...
No, I guess it didn't. Weird.
Yeah.
I thought it had.
Yeah. I don't know. But, other than that, that's all. I didn't really hear much more about the Golden Globes. I think I might have saw a couple interviews or clips, I mean. But I could care less.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What about you? Got any news?
Man, like I've said, I mean, I haven't really seen anything at all going on. I saw that, Andy Serkis was doing motion capture for the Fantastic Four movie.
For The Thing.
Yeah, for The Thing.
Which is, because I'm pretty sure they're doing mostly practical effects, but of course they have some fight scenes that need motion capturing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You're not very fond of that.
I mean, I don't really care.
Just not fond
of
the movie.
Oh yeah, and I mean the movie's gonna be absolute trash, and I mean we got a female Silver Surfer. We know that that Sue Storm is going to be the leader of the
team. I mean, those are still rumors. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it came out.
It's not a rumor that the girl is going to be Silver... That the Silver Surfer is going to
be... Oh, the Silver Surfer, that's confirmed. She's out. But I'm saying, as far as Sue Storm leading the Fantastic Four, it was just a leak or a rumor. I wouldn't be surprised if it came out and it was, you know, Reed Richards leading as he should. But
I would be surprised if that would happen. If that happened, I'd be very surprised.
I don't know, like
Marvel's backlog of movies. Look at what they've done. You think they're going to make any right decisions anytime soon?
No, I just think that they're going to backtrack eventually. Like, that's why they went back to Robert Downey Jr. with Doctor Doom. Like, that's why the next phase of Marvel is going to focus on a lot of male characters. That's why they're considering a Thor 4. That's why they're probably never going to do another Captain America movie with Sam Wilson. I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. But I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying that they're going to fix everything. I'm just saying what we saw, like, I've been talking about this a lot, like, what we've seen in the last 2 years, and, like, all the projects that are coming out now are the Spider-Man TV show and stuff. Like, this is all a result of the whole DEI fad. And I think it was just a fad that is going to die off because it didn't make money. It wasn't successful. Like, look at the box office numbers for the last 2 years compared to, like, 2019, 2018. I think 2019 had, like, $6 or $7 billion films. And that's not, like, in adjusting for inflation now, where, you know, movie tickets cost a lot of money, people aren't going to see the movies. Like, last year, what, there was $1-2 billion films? I think that like the same reason we're seeing a lot of celebrities kind of like backtrack on a lot of their anti-Trump stuff. Like, the reason Obama is sitting with Trump at Jimmy Carter's funeral and like laughing it up is, you know, the guy that they literally just called Hitler, they're like, you know, kind of cozying up next to. The reason for that is because the Overton window is shifting. Like, the culture is going in a certain direction, and Hollywood's going to follow in some ways because they don't lead the charge. They think they do. The celebrities think that their opinions matter. They think that they lead the conversation in culture, but they don't. The election proved that, because all these celebrities came out in support of Kamala Harris, and no one cared. In fact, it made her look bad, and then it made them look bad when they thought, "Oh, this is gonna, you know, help my career. This is gonna help the, you know, get people to vote for Kamala." It's like, no, it didn't. It made you guys look like idiots. And now they're all backtracking. They're all like, "Oh, Trump's not all that bad." A lot of celebrities are actually like supporting him, or, you know, excited about the future. It's, you guys are a bunch of jokes. Because that's just how they are. They go with the wherever the winds blow, that's where they go. So I say that because I'm not saying Marvel's going to change everything, but they did have three very successful phases of the MCU that were primarily male led. And I think they're going to realize that. And if they want to be successful again, that's where they got to go. If not, then they're going to fail. And that could easily happen. So if Fantastic Four comes out, if the trailer drops and it's Sue Storm leading the Fantastic Four, she's, you know, if she makes some, you know, snarky remarks towards Reed Richards and says, you know, I'm the boss here, you know, or whatever, in the trailer, it will get ratioed to hell, and people will mock them to no end, and then the movie won't make any money. My guess is that any plans they might have had before, they've probably changed, because they know that if they want this has to be successful. This is the Fantastic Four. It's failed twice before. This is Marvel's chance. Fox failed. And this is Marvel's chance to do the Fantastic Four. Are they going to screw it up? However, yeah, they had the female Silver Surfer, but I guarantee you they made that decision back when all the DEI decisions were being made, back when all these projects were being greenlit, that they have to, that they're obligated to move forward with. This could also be the reason why Daredevil Born Again had a bunch of reshoots, because they were going in a certain direction and then they had enough time to course correct. Maybe. Yeah. That's coming out in, like, what, 2 months? March, right?
Yeah, it's coming out very soon, yeah. Probably March.
I think that might be the first project where we see some change in the MCU. Maybe. That's me being optimistic. I'm always the optimistic one. I don't know. Possibly. Like, what do you think about all that? Am I crazy?
I don't know. I really don't think Hollywood has the capabilities of making good stories anymore. I think it's dead. I mean, I think that's why it's up in flames right now, because they literally are so wretched and depraved people that they cannot even come up with a good story anymore.
But they've always been wretched and depraved. They just kept it hidden.
Yeah.
Better.
I mean,
and they've told good stories.
Now is Judgment Day, and now I don't think they can make any more good stories.
Sure.
I think this is literally Hollywood is burning to the ground right now.
Like, yeah, it is.
Literally. This is, I think, the end of Hollywood. I think they will not be making any good stories anytime soon. I think we're going to see a big shift in the film industry. I mean, Star Wars is so irrelevant right now. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane how little the Star Wars fans care about Star Wars right now. And that's how it's going to be with all the stuff that's coming out. That's how it's going to be with Marvel. And I mean, yeah. Daredevil's going to do well at first. Everybody's going to want to see what they do. But if they fail at all, like if it doesn't
live up
if
to
it
the
doesn't,
meet
hold
the
up, hold up to the original,
for it, yeah.
Then people are, they're going to throw it to the garbage, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And could they do well with Daredevil and Fantastic Four? It's possible. It could happen. They could, you know, be lucky, I guess. But I don't think it's likely. And I think right now we're gonna see a really big shift in the film industry and just the what people are gonna spend their money on and go and watch. And it's not gonna be these big blockbuster movies that are from these big corporations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not impossible. I haven't seen these movies, but I have seen what they have been putting out lately. And if they continue down that track, which I think they are going to, I don't think they're going to be able to make anything good. They're hiring these writers that are completely incapable of writing something good.
Now they're getting fired. There's a lot of the directors that we've seen in the past couple of years that have been making these movies that aren't successful. Like, let's talk about Star Wars. J.J. Abrams, he's been in directorial jail. Director jail? He's been in director's jail since Rise of Skywalker. He's not made a movie since Rise of Skywalker. Because that movie was awful. And everyone he pretty much got canned, in a sense. He has his own studio. He makes his own movies. But no one wants to see his stuff because we've kind of seen through him and what he's capable and or not capable of doing. And that's just an example I thought of. The director who did the Marvels, that's his first movie I thought of as far as MCU. But then again, actually, she's doing the part two of 28 years later or whatever. So maybe she is getting work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But Leslie Headland, like, she's not going to, you know, get another Star Wars project. A lot of, I think, these directors and writers probably aren't going to find work going forward. Unless Hollywood really is just going to, you know, not be more business-minded as they have been in the past. Because they are, it is a business, and they're going to make decisions based on what brings in money. However, they are capable of not doing that, and they're capable of doubling down on their ideologies and their corruptness 100%. They could definitely see that happening, and that honestly, that is probably the likely direction, and then it will fall and die and crumble. So I don't know. don't know. I mean, like, I look back on last year, it's like, there were some movies that were pretty incredible, like The Wild Robot, like Dune Part 2, like Transformers 1 is the only one that came to mind. Like, that told an incredible story. It wasn't that great of a movie. It had some problems, but, like, man, like, the story that it told was beautiful and incredible. It was, I mean, it was the gospel, like, straight up right there. Mm-hmm. But and were a lot of the creators probably wicked people that are not Christians? Absolutely. I know that to be a fact. But mm-hmm. they still told a story because they live in God's world. All these creators in Hollywood live in God's world, and they are affected by the world around them, and they know what story actually sells, and mm-hmm. nihilistic, godless worldviews don't sell, and they know that to some extent, or at least they know nihilism doesn't sell, even if they wanted to, mm-hmm. it doesn't. But
yeah,
what do I know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think maybe besides Transformers 1, I mean, DreamWorks, they did The Wild Robot, right?
Yeah, it's DreamWorks.
They've always had pretty decent movies. Like, they're good at making good movies, and
they're good at making bad movies too. Or not, they're not good. I mean, they're they make bad movies too. Like Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah. But yeah.
As far as last year.
I mean, there's what? 4 good movies maybe last year. I mean,
what I can't remember what I mean, we when said we
talked
on
about
list.
When we talked about our podcast, I came up with 3.
Sure.
And I was like, I guess these are my last 2, like, for my 5.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen The Wild Robot, but...
Right.
So that would probably make 4. But that's it. Like,
yeah.
Actually, like, these are great movies where they're like, that was fine. Yeah, there's a bunch of those.
Yeah.
But only 4, like, wow, that was a really good movie. Yeah. I'll watch that again.
Yeah, I'm on my.
That's kind of crazy.
On my letterbox, I went through every movie I saw last year, and I think it was 30 movies that I went to the theaters, and saw, which was wild. It's a lot, but
yeah,
that's 30 new movies, and yeah, I think maybe 4 or 5. I don't know. Like, I gave like Arcadian. The Nicolas Cage movie. Well, actually, 2 Long Legs. Like, I'm thinking of, like, those horror movies I saw. I think those were the best movies of the year mm-hmm. that I like, would say that. Or as far as, if I'm looking at all the movies I saw, like, there were a couple of horror movies that were, like, actually really good. Like, Long Legs was actually a really good film. Heretic, really good film. Arcadian had some problems, but I liked it. And I know that's 2 Nicolas Cage movies. But, like, 2 Nicolas Cage movies, probably some of the best movies of his career that he released last year. I don't know, like, what else? I don't know. You're right. There wasn't that many movies. And the Arcadian and Long Legs, those are, like, what, A24? I think Long Legs was A24. Like, these are, like, indie directors mm-hmm. that made these films. I think one of those was like had a directorial debut. Like, it's, you know, nobody is making this. And, and it was good. It was really decent. So it's like, those are the movies that kind of go back to what you're saying that are probably going to lead the charge going forward, that are actually going to be movies that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because next year, what's next year is the year or next year. I mean, this year. Is the year of the sequel. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Disney, every single project except for one is a sequel or a remake.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you very few of them are actually going to be any good. So.
Yeah.
I did see a good movie this year. First movie of the year. I forgot to even bring, I wasn't even going to bring this up until I just thought of it. I went and saw The Damned in theaters, which is, I think this was the guy that directed it. This was his first movie, I believe. Wait, maybe not. It's still pretty much a nobody director, and it was made in the UK, and so it wasn't Hollywood, and it was really good. I was very impressed with it. I think after I digested a little more, at first I was like, okay, it's like kind of like a mid film, but I was like afterwards, I'm like, no, like that was actually really decent, and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Had some good horror elements, and it told an interesting tragic story, and it told it well. So I mean it was fun. I definitely recommend it. The Damned. Go see it.
That guy, that was his first movie.
Okay. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he did four shorts and four TV episodes, and that is all he's directed.
Yeah.
And then he made this. But I think that's what I'm saying is, like, I think that's what we're gonna be seeing from now on.
Yeah.
Is these indie people basically getting funded by these big companies. So like Disney, DreamWorks, all these companies are gonna fund these people to make good movies. I think that's what we're going to be seeing. So you might be like, oh yeah, that's a Disney movie. Well, Disney funded it, sure, but they didn't actually make it. This guy made it, you know, these indie people are making it. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing from now on. And that's what's going to be selling. That's all A24 is.
Well, yeah.
And
A24, what's the other one?
They're very successful.
Neon? Neon's another one.
Yeah, Neon.
Those are the two I can
but
think of.
Yeah, I mean, those, they both have big fan bases for people that actually enjoy movies. There's a lot that A24 puts out that I think is absolute garbage. But that is the shift that we're going to be seeing, I think. Uh-huh. And it's because since they can no longer make good movies, they're going to be finding these indie people that can, and then they're going to fund them to make, hey, make this movie in our name.
Yeah. And cause a lot of them will sell out. I mean, for the sake of a career, like, I mean, or in order to have a career, like they kind of have to. And some won't sell out, and they'll make their movies.
I don't think it's even bad at all for them to take that. I mean, that's, you know, if they can make their movie and it's funded by Disney or whatever, and if that's what Disney ends up becoming, is a company that is, you know, like A24 and funds these indie people to make their movies, like, there could be some amazing stuff that comes out of that.
Totally.
And I think we really saw this last year and a little bit in 2023 that's kind of the shift that's happening. And I think we're going to see a lot more of it this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
And then by like 2026, cause like you said, Disney, like all they're doing this year is sequels. That's all going to fail. And then they're going to be pretty much out of money, and then they're gonna be like, oh, I guess 2026, let's fund some of these smaller guys.
You know, one movie I really hope is good, but it probably won't be, is Tron Ares. I just watched the first two Tron movies. The first one's so wacky and weird, but it's so good, and the second one has problems, but visually that movie is incredible. And the fact that it was made in 2010, I'm like, what in the world? Like, this is better than most CGI we get today, except for the deepfake. The deepfake of Jeff Bridges is terrible. but for the time, I mean, it was good. But anyways, that being said, I hope Tron Ares is good. I hope Jared Leto doesn't screw it up like he screws up every other franchise.
Yeah,
we'll see. Not that it's not that it's his fault. Morbius was not his fault. He actually did really good as Morbius.
Yeah,
but anyways.
Oh yeah, yeah. He goes all out with his acting, and yep. I don't think he's as bad of an actor as most people say. But
yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be it'll be an interesting year. And I don't know, I look forward to seeing more movies like The Damned that are just like on movies I didn't see a trailer for it. I hadn't even heard about it. And I was like, okay, this is I don't know if you realize this, but every January, beginning of the year, there's always a horror movie that comes out. So last year, I think it was Night Swim. A couple of years before that, it was what was it? I forget what it was. It was, you know, it just every January there's always like a horror movie at the beginning of the year. So this was like the horror movie for the January. Dude, it was great. It might be one of my top five movies of the year, but like by the end of the year. And it was just decent. It was good. Like, didn't have many problems, very many problems, and it was fun. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
That's cool.
Look forward to movies like that. Thinking of like horror movies, Blumhouse has a lot of movies coming out this year. A lot of things they're working on, at least. They have, well, Wolfman, which they released I'm really upset about this. So Wolfman released they in the previous trailers, they hadn't really revealed the Wolfman yet. So I thought, okay, they're going to keep it, you know, hidden for the movie. I was like, okay, I'm down for that. I don't want to see what he looks like. And then, but then they drop the trailer this week, a week before the movie comes out, and they're like, "Oh, here's what it looks like." I have not seen it. I have not looked at it. I've not seen images of it. I've been free from it, and I'm gonna stay that way until next Thursday. Because next Thursday, I'm going to see it after our podcast. I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what it looks like. Is it that big of a deal? No, probably not. But it's I've seen the trailer, I think, once, and I don't really remember much about it. So. I did the same thing with Damned. I went in, no trailer, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than I have in previous times watching horror movies where I've seen the trailer 100 times. So, anyways, I don't need to rant about trailers again. But seeing Wolfman, I don't know, what did you see? I think you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Overall, like, what do you think? At least, you know, look good, weird.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably work.
Cool.
Should work with the story.
Yeah, like a modern take on the Wolfman. Like, I'm here for that for the most part. I'd rather like a period piece, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But Blumhouse, you know, they're reportedly doing The Mummy down the road. So that's, you know, not this year, but I think they're doing a Frankenstein, maybe. I know Guillermo del Toro. I totally butchered his name like I did last time we talked about him. I'm not going to try. He's doing a Frankenstein movie. I wonder if that's when that's coming out. But Blumhouse is doing Megan 2. Have you seen the first Megan? Neither have I. I'm going to, though. Black Phone. I'm pretty sure Black Phone's Blumhouse. Black Phone 2 is coming out this year. Those two, Wolfman. I know they have others. I should have looked it up before this, but
So they got this one called
You Got It.
The Woman in the Yard.
Ooh. Okay.
It looks like a period piece about a black woman. 1999 thriller book.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's based off of a book.
Okay. Curious.
It revolves around the investigation of a black woman's murder in the 1950s, North Carolina.
All right.
Oh, so it says, but the upcoming film has not claimed to be an adaptation of that book.
Okay.
They haven't really said what it's going to be about. But it comes out in March.
Mm. All right.
So that's four. Called Drop in April. They have 7 total coming out this year.
Goodness. Is that that's not normal. Like last year, they had maybe a couple. I don't even. So these are all projects that. I wonder if these are projects that got paused because of the strike and now they're pumping them all out mm-hmm. this year. That must be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, just another thriller.
Yeah.
A mystery thriller.
Okay.
Yeah, Megan 2 and then Insidious 6.
No, is that this year?
Yeah, August.
What? They're doing wait, Insidious 6. Did you see the last one?
Mm-mm.
It was okay.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
You what? You haven't seen any of the Insidious yeah. movies?
No.
Dude, watch the first Insidious. That's one of my favorite yeah. horror movies. It's not that scary, but it's fun. It's pretty decent. And then I mean, there's a whole yeah. franchise. I mean, there's 6 movies. the second one's okay.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the third one. Fourth? What was the fourth and fifth? Oh, I know the last key was like the fifth one or fourth one. So then the fifth one was the one that came out last year, or 2023 last year. Interesting.
Yeah. And then Black Phone 2 comes out in October.
Okay.
And Five Nights at Freddy's 2 comes
yep,
out.
Yep, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is the other one. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
That'd be yep. fun. That's
7 movies.
That's a lot of projects.
A few sequels, a lot of originals.
Yeah.
One remake, of course. So yeah.
Well, by the end of the year we'll hopefully have watched them all and we'll rank them. I like what Blumhouse is doing.
Most
of their movies are pretty clean. I don't think they have any nudity in their films, even though a lot of them are rated R.
They're usually a pretty good
yeah,
place
I mean,
to go for horror movies.
I think they're decent. They yeah. have some pretty bad ones. I know last year one of them they did was the imaginary friend, I don't know. The teddy bears, like imaginary friend. It's like the horror version of If.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't very good. that's the only one I can think of from last year. I know there was others, but yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then Conjuring, sure. The final Conjuring movies coming out this year as well. It's not Blumhouse, but yeah. That's just a
oh,
horror
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
That would yeah. be good.
I always think it's Blumhouse that does those, but
no,
it's not. Different. Yeah.
We'll have to let's do like a Conjuring episode or something, but before that movie rank them mm-hmm. and talk through all of them or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's the final movie. So yeah, anyways, sure. Do you have anything else? I do have one more little thing that I'm curious to know if you heard about it.
No, go for it.
All right. So Mr. Will Smith shared a cryptic message. I don't know. I think it was on X or Twitter, same thing, Instagram. I don't know what it was. But he shared a little cryptic message where relation to The Matrix, where it told, you know, had like it, like 5 or 6 lines of I don't know, like 5 or 6 sentences lined up. And it basically was describing what happened back when Will Smith was asked by the two twin brothers, whatever I can't remember what their names are. The dudes that turned into women that thought they turned into women, whatever their names are. Whatever. They confronted him and said, "Hey, we want you to be Neo." You knew this, right? That he was offered the role of Neo Yeah,
when I actually saw his post. I didn't think anything of it, though.
Okay, so, and basically he was saying that he was, you know, asked to be Neo and turned it down, and then I can't remember. I should have looked it up, but do you have it in front of you? Okay, well, it said something at the end that was like really interesting. It seems like he's teasing something related to the Matrix. So maybe we're getting a Matrix reboot with Will Smith as Neo. Tobias, what do you think about that?
It was dumb.
Yeah.
It's not needed.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's really stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, are there, like, it, Matrix is, like, a very interesting concept. The first movie's really good. All the others are meh, and the last one was terrible. I don't know, like, there's a universe there that they can definitely expand upon, and there's a lot of stories there that could be told. If the Wachowski, yeah, whatever, brothers are involved, they probably would screw it up, but,
yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of unnecessary to reboot it, especially with Will Smith, especially if he's going to be Neo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess what we need, a black Neo now, and we need to be Will Smith. I mean, he was going to be the original Neo, so maybe that counts. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, that's just dumb.
It is. So I don't know. Like, he literally just shared something on whatever, Instagram, yeah, or whatever. So it could mean nothing, but it, yeah, seems like it's.
Well, yeah, he posts weird stuff sometimes that he's, yeah, losing his mind.
Oh, I'm sure. I still haven't seen the last Bad Boys movie. Apparently it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
I don't know, man. He's coming back for I Am Legend 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With, yeah,
Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does that come out this year?
I think so. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I'm sure it's coming out this year.
Yeah, it comes out this year. Doesn't have
Legend
a
two
month, but
yeah,
it says 2025.
Oh, and he was saying in the post how he turned down Matrix in order to do Wild Wild West, mm-hmm, and I think he was saying like he made a mistake or something.
Yeah,
thinking it would be, he thought it'd be better for his career, and
yeah.
I don't know. Will Smith is Neo. That would have been. I feel like it would have had a totally different vibe to it. It would have had to have a different vibe. Like, more like a Men in Black type of vibe, but not as much, but I don't know. Who knows? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, with that being said, Tobias, to finish this off, what are your top five favorite Will Smith movies? Back when he was actually a movie star and actually was relevant.
Well, I Am Legend actually is really good. So it's, that's probably
solid,
my number one.
Five is like a lot. I know. I realize. So maybe we could do top three.
Yeah. Probably just the first Men in Black as well.
Mm-hmm.
About, ooh, to look at his
Men in Black 2 is pretty good too.
There's a lot of other good ones that I didn't even think of. Because he was in Independence Day, Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness is a good movie. It's been a while since I've seen that. It's funny, we grew up watching Will Smith movies. But very few of them have I gone back to in my adult life and watched, because I've seen them so many times I just know them in my head.
Yeah.
I would love to go
it's
back
probably
and watch Pursuit of Happiness.
Good. I Am Legend, I Robot, and
I Robot. Dude, I've been itching to watch I Robot the last like year. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your third one?
Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Men in Black, too.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Top three is hard. Because then Men in Black and then probably Independence Day, those would probably be like the five
yeah.
I would say.
Honestly, that might be my list as well. Like, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Would it be my favorite? Probably. iRobot, dude, that's... I have to watch. You and I got to watch that again. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Men in Black 1. Men in Black 2 is, I think, is pretty good as well, if I can remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of even other movies. I mean, Hitch is a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
One of his less serious ones.
Yeah, him and Kevin James.
Have you seen 7 Pounds?
Yeah.
What do you think of 7 Pounds?
It's kind of a dark movie, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it was yeah. good. I mean, it was a good story, I guess.
My wife,
maybe a little bit morbid.
Yeah, my wife, bless her heart, she really likes it for some reason.
Yeah,
but she doesn't like Pursuit of Happiness. So I don't know. We're just really different.
Yeah,
I think because I don't even know. I think. I mean, I'm glad she liked it. I just don't.
If you accidentally kill 7 people, do you kill yourself and save 7 other people? Does that make it right? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess.
Is that the right thing to do?
I don't know.
The way the movie's made, like, it's very dramatic and good. And
right. I'm trying to remember.
The heartstrings for sure.
There are other aspects to it. I think it's because... Yeah. Those people were saved. Like, he sacrifices himself in a morbid way, but he saves them. I think that's why she does like it as much as she does.
Yeah,
and, that makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, it's for sure.
Anyways,
there's definitely a lot of his that I haven't seen though.
One I want to see is Enemy of the State movies. And Ali, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
those are the two I have not seen that I've heard pretty good things about that I want to see.
But. I wonder if Emancipation was any good. The one that came out right after he slapped.
Yeah. I don't know if I've heard much about it. Wasn't that just a straight to streaming movie?
Yeah, it's Apple Plus.
Yeah, Apple.
So.
Oh my gosh, they've done so many movies.
I don't know if you've seen it, but The Legend of Bagger Vance. That's a good one.
Excuse me. Oh, what'd you say?
Have you seen The Legend of Bagger Vance?
Will Smith?
Came out in 2000. Yeah, came out in 2000. And,
no, I've not.
It's like a golfing movie. It's about golf.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Huh. I don't think I've seen it. Nice.
Cool. All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Hancock. That's a great movie. No, that'd be so bad.
Yeah.
Get what? Oh, never mind. I forget. Yeah, it's a dumb movie. Cool. We should probably wrap up.
Yeah. All right, you want to wrap us up?
Sure. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Thanks for coming along with us as we chronicle for you everything going on in the entertainment world and Hollywood and in the film industry. We thank you guys for your support. And yeah, we just ask that you leave us a review on podcasts and you like, comment, subscribe on YouTube and all the stuff. Follow us on X. And yeah, remember to glorify God and watch good movies that are that display that which is good, beautiful, and true, and that you pull out the ugly or spit out the ugly and glorify the good.
Yep.
Thanks you guys for listening. We will see you next time on the Movie Chronicles.
Thank you.
We're
see
out
ya.
Bye.
Bye.